Country by Dennis Delaney, first published in the February 1984 edition of Rod Serling's The Twilight Zone magazine. Outside, the summer night was cool and breezy, but inside the apartment it was still hot. Danny was going over the books, scribbling figures on a pad, now and then stopping to draw on his cigarette. Kate read A Modern Romance, which she had begun to lose interest in. She closed the book and turned to the window. Listen to the city. She looked at Danny. How he hunched over the desk, his mouth moving as he figured. Leave it alone, she said, thinking how bent with worry he became. Sometimes she hardly recognized him, he'd so changed. Just a minute. What's 6 times 7? 42. He should have stuck with a cabinet shop, she thought. It wasn't high pressure, and he had smiled then. But that was before he decided he could do better, maybe land a decent-paying job or go back to college. But they hadn't saved a penny towards school. Now he was miserable, and that turned her stomach. A door closed somewhere above them, and she glanced at the wall clock. It was 10:30. Somebody was either coming or going. Around 2, there would be a wave of footsteps. That's when the bars closed. She stood up, walked over to the window, and looked down on the city street. The hotel ran perpendicular to the main drag, which, 50 years before, had been the center of town commerce, since changed into a howling string of dank taverns, dark cafes, and grim red brick hotels, one of which they had chosen to manage. She'd hated it from day one. The people were desperate, confused, pale and spiritless in winter, burnt and thirsty in summer, shifting with atrophied minds from hotel to hotel. They frightened her. She wanted out before she drowned in this place. But Danny, he wouldn't leave.